Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, before we do get into this next story, I do want to give you a warning that this story does talk about depression and someone ending their own life through this. So as always, look after your mental health. If the story isn't for you, please use the timestamps to skip or shut down the video. Incredibly important. Thank you so much. Now we're moving in to this story. This story is from a deleted user who says, "Am I the asshole for throwing away my girlfriend's dead best friend's t-shirt? I know it sounds bad, but hear me out. I've been with my girlfriend for a couple of years and we live together. My girlfriend lost her best friend of 10 years, her senior year of college. They'd gone through a lot together, but the best friend had some unrelated mental health issues and she lost the fight against her depression. My girlfriend was the one who found her. They lived together at the time. This caused my girlfriend to spiral. She wound up helping the parents go through her stuff. She now has a box of old journals that were her best friend's. They had a pact that if one dies, they wouldn't let anyone else read them. Too embarrassing or something. A t-shirt and some art she had done and a bunch of scrapbooks. My girlfriend was in a dark place for a long time. I met her a couple of years after the incident, and it's taken time, but she's gotten better. She was and is in counseling, for grief and other stuff. She used to talk about the friend constantly, but now it's down to every once in a while. Now generally when I clean, I take stuff and put it in a bag and tell her to go through it before I throw it out. Today I was going through our closet and was making donate/throwaway piles. I asked her to go through it when I was done. But she had a lot of work and said it's probably fine. She generally doesn't care too much about her clothes and I think she was overwhelmed. Well, I threw out the stuff that was worn and old, ripped, etc. And after I showered, my girlfriend came yelling at me, demanding to know where the t-shirt is. I asked her what t-shirt and she said the one belonging to her dead best friend. I asked if she lost it and she said no, it was in the closet. So then I said it might have gotten thrown out and she just started screaming at me. I said I asked her to go through the piles, but she said no. But then she said it should never have been in the piles given how much she has talked about the friend and that apparently she told me the story behind the t-shirt. I don't recall it. I know there was a story and I knew there was a t-shirt, but I never paid enough attention to which shirt. Well, she has now taken a bag to her brother's. I just don't get why she is so upset. She has all of these other things to remember her friend by. A t-shirt isn't that big of a deal. Ugh. Dairy me. Now, I was reading through this story and a majority of the way through, I thought, you know, you're just doing some tidying and you made a mistake here. You didn't notice that was that particular piece of clothing. You put it in a pile and, you know, it got thrown away. However, you talk about this incredibly tragic time in your girlfriend's life and she's told you the story behind the t-shirt, yet you can't even remember it. And in the final lines, you were saying, you know, I just don't get why she's so upset. She has all these other things to remember her friend by. A t-shirt isn't that big of a deal. And that just sort of cemented your attitude towards this whole thing for me and automatically makes you the asshole. You just don't give a shit. Who are you to say that t-shirt isn't that big of a deal? This t-shirt means the absolute world to her. It's a reminder of her friend. Oh, dear man, I can't believe you need a subreddit to point this out for you. But let's cover a couple of those comments because I'm sure you're just about to get ripped a new one, but hey. A deleted user says, "You're the asshole. I was on your side thinking you just honestly fucked up with no ill intent until I got to your last two sentences." Bunner Watt says, "You're the asshole. You went through the closet today while she was working. While she was busy and overwhelmed, you wanted her to double check the pile. This happened today and your girlfriend informed you today that the shirt was missing. Did you look in the bags? Did you attempt to find the shirt? You made it clear you do not care about the shirt. In the years you have been dating her, you have never noticed which shirt it was. You never paid attention to what she was sharing with you. A t-shirt isn't a big deal to you because you don't care. It is a big deal to her. go find the shirt. Malarkey Mindy says, out of all that, you could be excused for accidentally throwing it out, but you didn't care enough to listen to her story or remember which t-shirt or even check with her which one it might be, because you didn't bother to listen when you were chucking out her clothes. Who does that anyway? My other half wouldn't touch my clothes. Your last line is what betrays you. You don't see the problem with chucking it, whether it was accidental or not. You're the arsehole. Kayak says, you're the arsehole. I know you know what t-shirt was the friend one. You put it in the pile on purpose. I have a t-shirt I got from a friend in high school. She's still alive. I see her on Facebook occasionally. Don't even really talk. The shirt is unwearable. It has so many holes. It's pretty much transparent. I can't even imagine trying to put it on. It would shred. I still love the hell out of that shirt. It's a reminder of an easier, better time. I keep that shirt until it legit dissolves. You stole one of her last tangible memories to her friend. You can deny it all you want, but I know you knew which shirt it was. You stole her memories. I fucking despise this. This sub's go-to for breakup, leave, divorce. This is probably the second or third time I'll say it in 3 years. I'd leave you. How disrespectful. And one more from Real Donut 1973 says, it's not your place to say whether it's a big deal or not. You're the arsehole. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Imagine being in OP's girlfriend's position and this happened to you. How would you feel about it? How would you deal with it? And let's go on to the update to find out what happened next. The update says, so with my last post, I figured I owed you guys an update. I'd apologized at the time, but I didn't think I fucked up that badly. At this point though, some of this stuff felt excessive. I was the one going through our shared closet because we have been doing an overall deep clean of the apartment. As far as getting rid of her stuff, I was only throwing out stuff that was clearly ripped. She was aware this was happening. I did try to get the shirt back, but by the time I got out there, the trash had been picked up. I called the company, but they said it was gone. After reading some comments, I called the best friend's parents. My girlfriend still goes over around the holidays and briefly explained what happened. They said over the past year, they have been downsizing and they went through all her stuff and half got donated, but the other half was sitting in her sister's attic in a box if I wanted to ask her. I called the sister, told her what happened and asked if there was anything she would be willing to let my girlfriend have. She said she has a couple of sorority shirts that she would be willing to give her. And apparently, the friend had two necklaces and she was willing to give my girlfriend one. I said that would be great. I talked to my girlfriend and let her know where to send it. I drove to the brother's house to talk to my girlfriend. When I got there, I hadn't even got out of my car before a youngest brother and cousin came out and just started screaming at me. Her cousin said I have no right to have any opinion about the best friend, that she was some amazing person and had been so disrespectful about her. He then said that if best friend was still alive, she would have talked my girlfriend into dumping me years ago. I felt that was uncalled for. Her brother started telling me to go to hell, that I was always jealous of the best friend and that I need to get off his property. I tried to explain I was here to fix it, but he wouldn't even let me see my girlfriend. Apparently she is in a rough shape and had to take days off work because she is having some kind of meltdown. So I left. I got home and I got a call from the sister. I picked up and I don't know what my girlfriend told her, but she laid into me and said I was some unforgivable asshole stomping all over my sister's memory. Stomping all over her sister's memory. She said she'd be more than happy to send my girlfriend the items we talked about, but to her brother or her grandmother's house since I can't be trusted. A couple hours later, I got a text from her saying it's over and she is breaking up with me. Her brothers came by an hour later to get her stuff and now she's refusing to take any of my calls. So for all those who hoped she would dump me, you got your wish. I couldn't imagine breaking up with her over this, especially since we're together almost 3 years and she can't even answer her phone to dump me. And it just felt like after all that, he still just doesn't get it. Instead of saying, you know, I really fucked up here. But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And this story is from Paranusty, and it does come with an update as well. Titled, Am I the Arsehole for Refusing to Look After My 26 Male Roommate, 25 Female Cat While She Is on a 3-Week Vacation? My roommate loves cats. She'd like to have a dozen, and if it was up to her alone, I have no doubt she would at least have several cats. About a year ago, she kept bringing it up and I finally relented and let her get a cat. The reason I say let is because we both have to agree. If one of us doesn't agree, it's not allowed by the landlord. Onto the story. My roommate informed me she was going on vacation with her family about a week ago. Nothing more. I just said okay and made conversation asking where she was going. Where she was going. Usual stuff. That brings us to yesterday. She starts running me through the types of cat food I should give her cat, how often its litter box needs to be clean, what the number of the vet is, and at this point I just stopped her and asked her why she is telling me all this. I was plain confused. She looked at me just as confused and told me that she was just telling me stuff I needed to know since she is leaving on Monday. I just told her that I'm not sure what she is getting at, but I sure as hope she is not assuming that I'm going to take care of her cat while she is gone, because that's not happening. Cue a full-blown panic where she starts tearing into me about how she assumed I wouldn't mind taking care of our cat and how she doesn't have the time to find someone else. I reiterated by saying it's her cat, I got nothing to do with it, and suggested she houses in one of those animal motel type deals. That was a no-go, and she has been crying, panicking, arguing and begging about it. I obviously can't help but feel bad. The vacation is already paid for, a cat motel is really expensive, especially on short notice, and she doesn't really have friends who she can ask. On my side, it's less so that I do not like cats, which I don't, and more so that I think clearing up after her cat is disgusting, and I don't want to be forced to look after a cat that can't sleep alone. He will meow all night if she doesn't let him in her room. Talk to my girlfriend and some buddies about it, all whom agree to some extent that I should just watch the cat this one time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, that would automatically put me in a bad mood as well. Someone tell me that they've assumed that I will look after their pet. You know, you made it clear from the very start that it's their pet, not yours. This is their responsibility. You know, and I'm a big pet fan as well. It feels like one of those situations where you need to like set a precedence that, you know, if you was to go right now and say, yeah, I'll look after your cat this one time, that pretty much opens up the doors for another time. You know, it was so easy last time. You could just do it another time, right? Absolutely not. I think now it would be the time to put your foot down. So I'm going to say I'm not the arsehole in this situation. But Disney Addict 2021 says, not the arsehole. I'm the biggest animal lover. And even I am saying, don't do it. One, if you do, she will put this on you again in the future. Two, her pet, her responsibility. She can't assume that you will watch her pet for 3 weeks. Taking care of another person's animal is a big responsibility. Stand your ground. There are plenty of options for her, and if she can afford a 3-week vacation, she should be responsible enough to find proper accommodations for her furry child. Edit to add, don't let her tears and yelling manipulate you into changing your mind. Opie replies to saying, 1. Not sure about that. I do think reality hit her in the face. 2. I grew up with animals, so it shouldn't be hard for me. It's more that I really don't want to. No Jellyfish says, not the arsehole. She shouldn't have assumed you'll be taking care of a cat when she's gone. First, it's not your pet. Second, what if you were leaving somewhere as well? It's her problem. OP said, I told her that as well. I mean, I work full time to begin with, often work overtime as well, so I'm not sure about the logistics here. Is she expecting me to go home early to feed her cat? Am I supposed to just not go out in the weekends? Tallybob says, not the arsehole. She should never have assumed that you would just watch the cat. The cat is her responsibility, not yours. And one more from interesting C7815, who says not the arsehole, and for the record, if you do it this once, she will have no problem assuming you'll be happy to do it again. To which OP replies saying, yeah, bit of a grey area on that one. I really don't want her to think I'm open to doing this in the future. Now, let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. Do you think she looked after the cat or not? We'll see. So, update. Didn't take me long to make an update, as I decided to talk to her today. Thanks to everyone that responded. I did a lot of thinking, and a few comments in particular struck a chord. Here and there, people pointed out and put a link between her behaviour now and her behaviour when I agreed to let her have the cat in the first place. Pushy, manipulative, and consistent asking and demanding until she gets her way, coupled with what I struggle to describe as anything but tantrums. I started realising that in the time we have lived together, that's pretty much her go-to when things don't go her way. And the only reason I didn't really notice before is because I do not socialise with her as much at all. She tends to only really exit her room when she needs to cook, wants something, or goes to work. So I initially decided I needed to sit her down, put down some boundaries. I also decided I was going to, albeit reluctantly, watch her cat for the 3 weeks until the conversation happened that was. The moment she sat down, she immediately talked over me and said, I hope you reconsidered since you put me in a bad spot here. It surprised me, and I told her she put herself in a bad spot, and from there she went into tantrum mode. I barely got a word in the entire time, and she was just switching between demanding I change my mind, lying by saying we got the cat together so it's my duty, begging, and borderline insulting me. I lost my cool and told her to have fun figuring out what to do with her cat, as I ain't helping, and walked off. I did a bit of thinking and came to the perhaps rash decision that I'm going to inform the landlord that I'm not renewing the lease. Finding a new place in a month and a half I got left on the lease shouldn't be difficult. I always got a couple of buddies to fall back on, and while it may leave my roommate in a shitty situation, I doubt she can afford the place on her own, and I'm kind of done caring. Even aside from all the issues described above, I just realised I don't like living with her. Every roommate I have had I get along with. It tends to be fun and we become friends, or at least friendly. With her, well, she is at best boring. I mean, I said in all the time we've lived together, I'd hardly call her an acquaintance, just not the sort of person I want to live with. So there we are. I haven't informed her yet, and I won't until I contact the landlord. Now, what do you guys make of that update? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the asshole for making a joke about my brother's affair at his wedding? When I was in elementary school, I was the type of kid who got disrupts class often on their report card, so I never focused much on school. My district had this system where they would pair high schoolers with younger kids to help them with school, etc. And my mum made me do that after I kept getting in trouble. So my tutor was a freshman, Abby, so she would come to our house after school to help me with my homework or something. I barely remember. My brother John was the same age as Abby, so they would talk to each other and ended up dating. She stopped tutoring me officially after like a month, but since she was at our house a lot, I also talked to Abby a lot, and we are close as well. Fast forward 10 years, Abby and John got married and had a kid together. 5 years later, John tells me that he's getting a divorce because he's met someone new. It sucked because I liked John and Abby together a lot, but whatever. Then he tells me he had an affair with his new girlfriend. Also sucks, and I told him he shouldn't have hurt Abby like that, but whatever. I also asked Abby how she was doing, and she wasn't doing well, but she told me she didn't want her to be the reason I have a bad relationship with my brother. However, 2 months before the wedding, Abby calls me and tells me that my brother's girlfriend has been harassing her non-stop. She showed me the text, and his girlfriend was saying some pretty disturbing things about how she's so much better than Abby, taunting Abby for having to share custody of her kid now, etc. Just making fun of her and bullying her. I told my brother about this, and he said he would ask his girlfriend about it. A month later, I asked him if he ever brought it up, and he said he did but saw nothing wrong with the text, which pissed me off. I confirmed that he saw the same text I saw. Abby apologized for involving me in the whole thing in the first place and encouraged me to still go to the wedding when my brother asked me to make a speech. The speech went well until I made a joke. The gist of the joke was me turning to his new wife and telling her that if she's learned anything from this, she should know that my brother will never let his wife stop him from finding the love of his life. This got my brother and his wife really mad, and they kicked me out shortly after. And my brother has been calling and texting me non-stop, yelling at me. Am I the asshole? Is this one of those stories where, you know, where it needs one of those justified asshole tags? Imagine being in that room when that speech was delivered. Sent a shiver down my spine just thinking about it. Holy moly. But Cat and Cupcake says, you know how vigilantes are technically in the wrong, but we all cheer them on anyway. You're the asshole, but high five. Photos, Beer and Teach says, clearly you're an asshole, but I'm not mad at it. Everyone sucks here. Also, if you want to help Anna, tell her to show those texts to a lawyer. Pretty sure the judge in a custody court would not find them amusing. Finally, Making a Reddit says, I've heard a million ways to reference an affair to the new partner, and honestly, and quotes, my brother will never let his wife stop him from finding the love of his life, then goes on to say, is the best, most smooth one I've ever heard. Bella Hellfire says, justified arsehole with the highest honours. Sir, I salute you. And after that, it was just justified arsehole after justified arsehole, and it just kept on rolling in. So I'm just going to turn this one to you guys right now. What do you guys make of this situation? Imagine being in that room, listening to that speech. How would you react being sat there? I've been to some awkward weddings in my time, let me tell you, where the father of the bride and the mother of the bride were staring daggers at each other during the speeches. It was something. But let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time, comments, likes, everything you do is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for, you know, just being you. You are absolutely amazing. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.